Hello there.
Oh, you scared me. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to say it first.
You beat me.
To it.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Pete.
It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast. We're still in prom season.
We are.
And in fact, like while we're recording right now, it's April 11th.
It's pre-Friday. Friday Eve.
That's right. But a lot of proms haven't even happened yet.
No?
No. Like I know our niece's prom has not happened yet.
Hmm.
So we're still in it. And I recently put out the question to our audience, what was your prom theme?
A theme.
Now, some were like mine, where the theme was a song title.
Okay.
That would just kind of fit with prom. Others had like a separate song, but then a theme that didn't have to do with a song. I find it pretty interesting.
Ours was Enchantment Under the Sea.
Oh.
And there was a lot going on, right? Where there was a storm and there was this crazy old inventor who brought his car. There was a lightning strike.
You really had me there. You really had me there, Marty. It's almost like we went back in time.
Bom, 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 ba-da.
All right. So there were so many answers. I try my best to tally them to find a top 10. And then we have a list of HMs, which are honorable mentions. So I thought we could just run through these real quick.
All right. We starting with the HMs.
Sure.
All right. Bottom of the list. Mm-hmm. Worst one.
It's not worst because there were lots of others mentioned, but at least this one got more than one vote, which is not a vote. They're just telling us what it was.
I only see one vote on here.
That means that if there's an asterisk next to it, that means that there was more than one vote.
Okay.
That means that counts for a vote. If the name is here, it's a vote. And if an asterisk is there, it's another vote.
All right. Well, first one on the list, the kiss from a rose.
And we all know that that's not bad or horrible the way you just described it.
I know. I was kidding.
It's not the worst. You're the worst.
Worst on the list is, how dare you? What's that from?
You're the best.
You're the best.
Better than all the rest. All right. Next up, With or Without You.
Little U2 theme there. Next one, the Oscars. That had to be fun.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Especially when they named the king and queen of the prom. Did they give them golden Oscars?
I sure hope so.
And say, you love me, or you like me. You really like me, even though that never happened, right? Isn't that a Mandela effect?
It happened. She just didn't say it the way that we remember it. We're talking about Sally Field.
Yes.
When she won her Oscar.
Yes. And Jim Carrey's interpretation of it in The Mask is what I think gets stuck in our minds.
Well, let's see what he says.
You love me. You really love me.
Yeah, it's so funny because in my head I hear her saying, you like me. You really like me.
Close, but no cigar.
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
I still, even though we just played the clip, I don't believe that that's real. I just think we jumped timelines.
I agree.
All right, next up, Never Say Goodbye.
Okay, next one, Remember Me This Way, which is the song from Casper.
The song.
The song.
Next up, this is more of a theme, Masquerade Ball. Kat said, except we weren't allowed to wear masks.
What?
Elle said, my theme was Masquerade, and the song was Madonna's Take a Bow.
Okay.
I love that.
I wonder if they were allowed to wear masks.
I don't know.
Our next one, Casino Royale. That had to be fun.
I have heard of a lot of people having casino-themed proms, which I think is interesting because you're too young to gamble.
Yeah.
But it's probably fun to, like, I wonder if they actually have tables set up where you can, like, play and stuff like that.
My guess is they did. But you don't gamble for actual money.
Right. Dennis said, I don't remember there being a song, but I was class 007.
Ooh.
2007. And it was a James Bond theme.
Right on point there.
Yes. And a few people also had James Bond theme proms.
Next one, Alice in Wonderland.
This I thought was funny because there was one person who said, I'm sure I'll be the only one who says this, but Alice in Wonderland. And then you had a couple other people.
Yeah.
So theirs was too. Next up, I Will Remember You, which of course is by Sarah McLachlan. That one reminds me more of Graduation than prom.
Yeah.
But I can see how you could use it for a prom theme.
Next one, Almost Paradise.
Good one. Then we have Crazy for You.
Next up, Unforgettable in Every Way.
Then we have Save the Best for Last.
And finally, on the HM front, Under the Sea. My favorite.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we have We've Got Tonight, which was actually my prom theme my senior year.
We've Got Tonight.
Mm-hmm, by Bob Seger.
Oh.
I saw a few people said that they had the Kenny Rogers version, but we had the Bob Seger version.
Who came up with that?
The junior class.
Did they?
Yeah.
The whole class decided.
Well, the prom committee.
Ah.
They vote.
Interesting.
Yeah, the juniors throw the prom for the seniors. So the juniors can go to the prom, but they have to pay. The seniors do not have to pay. At least this is what happened at my school.
Really? They let the juniors in there?
Yeah.
Not cool. This is senior prom.
I mean, we just all did it together.
Oh.
I can see you separating it if you have a big school.
Yeah,
we had a pretty small school. I mean, I had like 236 people in my class or something. So
we had like 90 in my class.
Yeah. You could have your whole school there.
We could. We probably did. I wasn't there.
Well, a lot of people would ask younger people to go to the prom, too, because a lot of my friends my freshman year actually went to the prom because they had older boyfriends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9. I'm surprised this isn't more popular, but Mardi Gras.
You're surprised it's not more popular?
I thought that would be in the top 3.
I never even thought about that being a prom theme.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Mardi Gras is fun. I just never associated it with prom.
I would.
Interesting. Number 8 on the list, Stairway to Heaven. I don't know about that theme. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I know that that's also like on one of our songs that remind you of school dances lists. But I don't know when you think of what that actually means.
Well, I'm sure they use it as an opportunity to have like clouds and like actually be the view of heaven.
True, true.
All right, number 7, A Red Carpet Affair / Hollywood Theme.
I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Kind of goes along with Oscars.
It does. Laura Ann said something to do with, I think, old movie stars. I just remember those cardboard cutouts of Marilyn Monroe, Humphrey Bogart, James Dean. It's a blur.
I think that's fun.
It is fun.
All right, number 6 on the list. This, I'm sure, was very popular amongst anyone who went to prom in 1999. It was Party Like It's 1999. I just missed that.
You did. I was about to make a joke about how that was probably the most popular in like 1992, but...
Well, it's kind of like My So-Called Life. Remember, they were trying to come up with, was it the yearbook theme or the prom theme? I think it was yearbook theme.
Yeah.
And one of the things they were coming up with was the year 2000, and it was 1994 at the time.
Yes. So it was way far in the future.
Yeah.
We'd never get there. All right. Number 5, Here's to the Night.
Which is an Eve 6 song. So these were a lot of like early 2000 people.
Huh.
Who were voting for that one. Number 4, this one I thought would be way higher on the list, A Night to Remember. I just see it, like, I've seen it at the, you know, a lot of people submit prom photos to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if it's the professional photo, the theme of the prom will be at the bottom, like written at the bottom. And I've seen A Night to Remember
a lot. Yeah. All right, number 3.
Let me just preface this with, this is kind of a combo of a lot of themes that were different, but similar.
Okay. We'll see if the audience can guess the theme here. An Evening in Paris, or Midnight in Paris, or Springtime in Paris, or One Night in Italy. Just kidding. Or One Night in Paris. Lex said, our champagne glass candles said that, but our theme was Party Like It's 1999.
That's so random. It's just like a hodgepodge.
Yeah. Did they just have like leftover glasses from like the three years before?
I don't know. But I did one of my prom souvenirs, which I have to still have it because I kept a lot of my prom stuff, was one of those champagne glasses. This was for junior year. And that theme is actually on this list, so I won't say it yet.
Oh.
But it had stars, like, kind of on the top of the candle and, you know, Dora that was, like, stuck down in the wax.
Right.
But I was like, I'm never going to burn this.
I could get down with a Paris theme. That might be cool.
I love it. It was so popular, and I never experienced a Paris theme anything.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be a good VR game. It's like, experience your prom in VR.
Oh, that could be good for some people and not so much for other people.
Or experience a prom in VR.
A prom, yes. All right. At number 2, I wonder why they picked this, My Heart, will go on. Shannon said her theme was Secret Garden, but the song was My Heart Will Go On.
Huh.
Which I thought was a very missed opportunity to use the song Secret Garden.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know who put this together. Must be those juniors.
Must be. But I'm like, if you're going to do My Heart Will Go On, I mean, I guess maybe they just didn't want to do a Titanic theme, but they wanted to use the song because it was so popular.
Yeah, but why not just do a Titanic theme?
Well, because that's a little morbid.
Romantic?
Morbid. It's based on the real story. So I don't know. But obviously Titanic was taking over the world. So I'm surprised my school did not, because I was prime time for that. But we did not do any Titanic theme. And I was on the prom committee my junior year.
Did it come up?
I don't remember. I don't remember the discussions. I remember that the one that I voted for won.
It did?
Yes. Which is the one that you are about to announce.
All right. The waiting's over. Number one on the list with a ton of votes. There's so many asterisks here, I can't even count them. It is Wonderful Tonight.
I've mentioned this before. I think it's hilarious that both of my prom themes, which were in 97 and 98, were songs from the 70s.
Like, yeah. Do you remember any of the conversations on why you wanted a song from the 70s or whenever this was from?
No, I don't remember. I mean, I know that a lot of people in my class were kind of hippy dippy and, you know, we loved like Dazed and Confused and, you know, kind of listened to a lot of the older music at that time.
I mean, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's great. And I think I liked it because it was like, well, then we can do stars and the moon and, you know, that's magical. And everybody does, like, you see a lot of stars in like prom decor.
Where did you have your prom?
Our prom was at the Reed House in downtown Chattanooga.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it was at the time. I don't know what it's like now. I think it's still there.
So did you guys have to like decorate it and stuff like that? Did you guys do that?
Oh, wait. Well, that prom, junior prom, was not there. My senior prom was at the Reed House.
Oh.
My junior prom was at the, I think it was at a country club. I don't remember decorating for it, but I feel like I would have.
But it was decorated?
Yes.
Like extensively or just kind of a little bit?
I feel like just a little bit. Okay. I feel like, you know, probably like some balloons and some streamers. Like we didn't go all out back then. I think probably some star stuff. I need to look at my yearbooks and see if I can see more of the decor because we have like pictures from prom in the yearbook more than just like the pictures I took because mine was just like of me and my friends.
Okay. So. I wish I could find pictures from my prom that I didn't go to.
I know. I've still never seen. Oh, the one you didn't go to.
Yeah.
But didn't you went to someone's prom with them, right?
No, I was going to go with one of my dad's friend's daughter.
Oh.
But I didn't end up going in the end.
Oh, okay. I thought you went to one prom.
I went to a junior prom.
Okay. Who'd you go to that with? Oh. Do you remember that theme?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember a second
from it. Let's call her up and ask her.
Yeah, let's get her on the phone.
Just kidding. All right, so that's that. I just thought that would be a fun thing to share.
It is fun.
And now it's time for someone to come to the front of the classroom for show and tell.
This week we have Rebecca.
Rebecca was born in 1976. Just like you.
The perfect year. Good job, Rebecca.
Way to go, being born.
Way to go. Rebecca's favorite 80s movies, Dirty Dancing, Mystic Pizza, and Shag.
It's the most fun.
Y'all, I'm wild.
Also, I have to say, we have Kenny Ortega, who choreographed both Dirty Dancing and Shag.
Oh, really?
And then Annabeth Gish was in both Mystic Pizza.
And Shag, yes. I know this.
There's probably some other tie-ins. I love it. Favorite 80s song from Martika, Toy Soldiers.
What a song. I love this song.
So good.
Favorite 90s movies, Jurassic Park, Empire Records, and Pulp Fiction.
Nice. I was going to say I saw all of those in the theater, but actually I did not see my favorite out of these, and really my favorite 90s movie of all time, Empire Records. I did not see it in the theater.
Really? I'm shocked.
I ended up renting it a little later. I didn't know about it. They didn't promote it.
They did not.
Very much. So yeah. I didn't know to go see it, but I did see Jurassic Park and Pulp Fiction in the theater.
I saw Jurassic Park in the theater, and I read the book in detention.
Nice. I remember Pulp Fiction because I was pretty young. I mean, not pretty young. I was a teenager,
yeah.
Like a young teenager. My sister and her guy friend took us, and I remember them both being like, I think this is a bit much for her. I survived, though.
You did.
I came out okay.
You did.
Favorite 90s song? Oh, we've got a whole album here. The Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
Can't pick just one.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
It's so good. I think we had that soundtrack in our list of favorite 90s soundtracks.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Very good.
Favorite 80s or 90s TV shows? Anne of Green Gables, the Megan Follows version. Growing Pains, Roseanne, 90210, Melrose Place, The Mickey Mouse Club, and Kids Incorporated.
Rebecca's my kind of person.
K-I-D-S.
And Kids Incorporated starred Martika.
Oh, that is right.
I'm just tying all this stuff together.
I like it.
Martika, who played Gloria on Kids Incorporated.
Oh.
Toys that you loved the most as a child, Mapletown and Strawberry Shortcake.
Favorite books, Babysitter's Club or anything written by Anne M. Martin, and everything written by Lois Lowry or Judy Blume.
Favorite place to go to in the mall, Mr. Bulky's, which was a candy shop.
Ooh.
Claire's. And Aladdin's Castle for skee ball.
Just for skee ball. I wonder if that was an arcade or just a skee ball place.
I bet it was an arcade.
The Skee Ball Emporium.
Can you imagine? I would have been all over that. I loved skee ball.
Me too. I still love it.
That was one of the only games that I would play like at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah?
Or Showbiz because I was pretty good at it.
Really?
Yes. And we just stayed at a rental in Orlando on our vacation. And it was a big house because we were with like the family. So there was a lot of people. We had kind of a game room section and there was a skee ball. And I was so excited, but it was broken.
Yeah.
I was trying to play it the first day, but it didn't have like that flap there to keep the ball from rolling back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder why we didn't play it.
I was annoyed. Well, I did it like the first day when we were touring because it was upstairs. Our bedroom was downstairs. So then I just never went back up there.
I wonder if you would have talked trash like I do on my games if you had trounced me.
Of course I would have.
I'm like, get good, dude.
You know that I can be competitive.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity crushes. Always love this one. Will Wheaton, River Phoenix, Christian Slater, Fred Savage, and the two Corys.
Oh, that is just so perfectly 80s.
It is.
It's a good list.
Very good list.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. That was an excellent show and tell.
You may be seated.
5 stars.
Gold stars.
Gold stars. 5 stars and gold stars. 5 golden stars. If you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com and ask for a questionnaire.
If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Come check us out on Facebook at We Don't Want to Grow Up Podcast.
We also have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Now, if you'd like to help support the podcast, and we know you do, and gain access to over 60 bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/WeDon'tWantToGrowUp.
And if you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to
we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com.
And now it's time for a very special movie.
It's the main event.
A made-for-TV movie.
Yeah.
It aired on October 23rd, 1988 on NBC, directed by Paul Schneider. It is Dance Till Dawn.
So this was released 9 months after the previous NBC TV movie Crash Course, also in 1988, which starred Alyssa Milano, Brian Bloom, and Edie McClurg, along with other TV stars.
All three of them are in this movie, by the way, which is why I noted that they were all in that movie. And there's one more movie that is similar to this that I would love to cover this summer. I've talked about it a few times on the podcast, Camp Cucamonga. Now, this was one of those movies where they did like a mashup of the TV stars and threw them into a movie.
Yeah. So this is basically about prom night.
Yeah. Right?
A little bit of the build up to it. We have people at the prom, people ditching the prom, and then it's essentially that whole night up until the morning.
Yes. A lot of things go on.
Yes. Very busy.
So let's talk about this cast of TV stars. We knew her as Kelly Bundy on Married with Children. Here she played Patrice Johnson, Christina Applegate.
Next up, we had Alyssa Milano, who you would remember from Who's the Boss, where she played Samantha Maselli. Here she plays Shelley Sheridan.
This guy I had a mega crush on, and only really because of Teeny Bopper magazines.
Really?
Because I didn't watch anything. Well, I mean, I did watch this movie, but not. I only saw it like one time. But he played Dusty Donovan on As the World Turns, which was not a soap opera that I watched. Here he plays Kevin McRae. It's Brian Bloom. I feel like I'm introducing people like to come out on stage.
All right, next up, we have Tracy Gold, who plays Angela Strahl. And you would remember her from Growing Pains, where she plays Carol Seaver.
Next up, we have another one of my early celebrity crushes, Chris Young, as Dan Lefcourt. And at this point, he had already been in The Great Outdoors. But as far as TV goes, he played Bryce Lynch on the Max Headroom TV show, which I did not even know existed.
Did you not? I watched it.
I just remember Max Headroom from like
commercials
Coke
and stuff.
Commercials. Yeah. But there were 14 episodes of Max Headroom. And it ran from 87 to 88. Also, a little fun fact, supposedly Alyssa Milano and Chris Young dated shortly while they were filming Dance Till Dawn. I'm fairly certain that she also dated Brian Bloom at some point because I remember seeing pictures of the two of them together in like Big Bopper and Teen Beat and stuff like that. They could have just been friends, or maybe because they worked together, they were photographed together. I don't know.
They're probably out at the Viper Room. All right, next up, Tempest Bledsoe, who was, of course, Vanessa Huxtable on The Cosby Show, plays Margaret, who is Angela's best friend.
Yes. Last but not least on the list of teens, we have Matthew Perry, of course, who sadly passed away just this last year in 2023. He plays Roger. And at the time, he was on a TV show that I have never heard of called Boys Will Be Boys.
Never heard of that one either.
He played Chaz Russell. That's a name right there. Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Chaz.
Yeah, there were 21 episodes of it. It ran from 87 to 88.
Huh. Not aware of that one.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, could that be one of our blind date shows or movies on Patreon?
Could be if we can find it to watch.
Good show. All right, the parents. Always my favorite. But we had Alan Thicke play Jack Lefcourt, who sadly passed away in 2016. And of course, you would know him also from Growing Pains, where he played Jason Seaver.
Let me tell you, Alan Thicke, especially, like, I always thought he was handsome, but watching it now as an adult, I'm like, he could get it.
Get it.
He's hot.
She wouldn't stop yesterday.
Well, and he had, like, that, I don't know.
He had a lot of charisma.
Charisma. He had the riz, as the kids would say. Next up, we had Kelsey Grammer. Of course, we all know him as Frasier Crane on Cheers. And show Frasier, but that hadn't happened yet. He plays Ed Stroll, Angela's father. Bible-beaten SOB.
Bible-beaten. And then his wife, Ruth, was played by Edie McClurg. And we would know her as Mrs. Poole on Valerie.
Yes. Also known as Valerie's family or the Hogan family and a ton of other stuff. Ferris Bueller, like lots of stuff.
She's awesome.
Yes. This next guy, I couldn't find any TV shows that he was a regular on during that time. It just looked like he had been on a bunch of stuff. He plays Larry Johnson here, Patrice's dad, Cliff DeYoung.
And then finally, we had Mary Fran as Nancy Johnson, who was Patrice's mother. We would know her from Newhart, where she played Joanna Loudon, but she passed away in 1998.
Yeah, I love Newhart.
Yeah. Okay, so we did this one a little bit differently. We didn't go for favorite moments and things like that, necessarily.
Yeah, we figured with this one, it would be hard to do it exactly the way we do our regular movies because, first of all, it was just really hard to find a lot of fun facts about a random made-for-TV movie from 1988.
Yeah.
So we kind of did this in the way that we do, like, awesomely bad movies, if you've ever listened to those episodes, where we just kind of have a bunch of different categories. And we pick our answers. We don't tell each other until right now.
Yes. Full of surprises. One small caveat, if you hear some noise in the background, there are some thunderstorms rolling through unexpectedly.
Yes. So we are going to try to get through this quickly.
Yes. We're going to try to get through it efficiently.
Efficiently. We don't want to rush.
We don't want to rush. Okay. So first category, best fashion. This one was easy for me. What did you have?
Well, I have a few answers.
Yes. You have not followed the guidelines. So let's hear your list.
Well, overall fashion, just like everyday fashion, it's got to be Margaret, who is Tempest Bledsoe. Her character, though, is into fashion design and stuff. So she dresses very uniquely.
And I fully agree, because my vote is also for Tempest Bledsoe as Margaret. She's not in a lot of outfits, but the outfits that we see her in are awesome.
Yeah, she stands out.
Yes.
In a good way. Also, though, I had to note some of the prom fashion. I love both Patrice and Shelley's prom dresses. So Patrice is wearing her puce with white polka dots, which is basically just like a mauve color.
I also put the best prom dress is Patrice with her red polka dot puce colored dress.
And it's like off the shoulder. And then it's kind of, I think you would call that a trumpet style dress, where it's like form fitting. And then it like goes
flares out,
out,
on
flares
the
out at the bottom. But yeah, it's not really a mermaid style.
Yeah.
And then Shelley, who's Alyssa Milano, she had like this very pale pink strapless, like sweetheart Nat Klein dress with the big poofy tulle skirt.
I thought it was white.
It's so light pink that it looks white.
It is a solid dress.
Yes. One thing I did note, speaking of fashion, I need to know, because this was the 80s and all the guys were wearing cummerbunds.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear a cummerbund?
I think it's cummerbund, isn't it?
I always thought it was cummerbund.
Yeah.
But then I looked it up and it's cummerbund.
How do you spell
that? C-U-M-M-E-R-B-U-N-D.
Seriously?
Yes. I always thought it would be C-U-M-B-E-R-B-U-N-D.
I never knew there was a D on the end.
Oh, you just thought it
was. I thought it was a cumber bun.
Oh, that's funny that we both thought it was something different.
That is great. Yes, I feel like I did have to wear it twice in the 80s.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just want to know, when did guys stop wearing them? Because I am 90% sure that guys were not wearing them at my prom. But I know like in the 80s they were, and I'm pretty sure in the early 90s they were.
I can't remember. No, I didn't for my junior prom because I just used a suit that I had. So I can't remember. I was in a wedding in the 90s. I don't think I wore one, but I'd have to see photos.
I was trying to do like a quick search for like the history of cummerbunds and like why they went out of style and all of that. Because like the purpose of them was to make it look more streamlined so that your shirt being tucked into your pants, you know, like the puffing out of it or whatever, like wouldn't be seen.
Right. But with the advent of vests.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of where they went away.
I think that a lot of guys wore vests at my prom. Now that you say that.
Yeah.
But then nowadays, people wear a suit without either a vest or a cummerbund.
Yes, but nowadays we don't untuck the shirt at all. We tuck it straight in and keep it tight.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
Very interesting. Next category, best hair. Who did you have?
Okay. Let me just some HMs real quick. Honorable mentions.
Why don't I go first?
Okay.
Because you're going to step all over my answers.
Go ahead.
My answer is Alyssa Milano as Shelley, but it was a very, very close race with her and Patrice, because I loved Patrice's hair. Shelley's was just a bit better.
I wasn't as big of a fan of Patrice's hair.
I liked it.
Here. Maybe it's because I don't really love like a totally slicked back look without anything like kind of hanging down. Although Alyssa's, I guess, was pulled back too, but it just looked different.
Yeah.
Alyssa is, or Shelley, is one of my HMs, along with Nancy, Patrice's mom, because she just had that perfect 80s perm. It's short. It's like just above shoulder length, permed, poofy bangs, and then the side is up in a clip, which always brings just a little pizzazz.
Oh, yeah.
My winner for best hair is Kevin McRae with his perfect 80s cool guy mullet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it has nothing to do with his eyes.
Well, this was not the category for best eyes. He also, I wanted to say, like, he looks like a baseball player.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. He looks like Jose Canseco.
Yeah. Except hot. Sorry.
Dare you.
All right. Next category. Most romantic moment.
I feel like this is a default answer because there were only a few romantic moments in here. But I went with Dan and Shelley under the stars.
Yes. And I said a little more specifically, Dan taking Shelley to quote unquote Space Mountain, which is what he calls it, where he goes up to see the stars all the time. And he shows her the constellations and the planets and he shows her a galaxy. And she's actually very interested in all of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I saw all that.
Yeah. Pete was starting to fall asleep and I was yelling at him because I'm like, we have to cover cover this on the podcast. This is not just a regular movie that you can just be a little snoozy guy.
It's not because I was bored. I actually liked this movie a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Wow.
Admittedly, I was just tired.
Yeah, he did. Eventually, we stopped. I watched something else for a little while and he slept for like an hour and a half. And then we went back to it.
I came back strong.
We were supposed to record this last night, though.
Yes, we were.
That didn't happen.
All right. Next one. Cheesiest moment. I put the prom king and queen dance with Kevin's friends awkwardly smiling and staring at them.
Oh.
Because he and Angela have been crowned king and queen. And yeah, they're just kind of like randomly staring at them. And I'm just like, nobody did that. Nobody cared.
Yes, they did.
I didn't even go to the prom and I know they didn't care.
Yes, they did. Whenever prom king and queen was announced, then everybody like stood in a circle and watched them dance like you do at a wedding.
You think they sat there, stared at them and smiled as they danced. And they definitely weren't just like talking to their friends being like, when is this going to be over?
I mean, two of my friends, Angela and Craig, one. Oh, that's funny. Angela.
Oh.
One prom king and queen. And like they had been together for a long time and I was good friends with them and I was happy for them.
How many boys were sitting there watching
the
dance? Because yeah. They kept closing in on the like the guys sitting there smiling.
I mean, that's a stereotype right there.
Maybe. I'm just saying if I was there, I wouldn't have cared.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I have a few answers for this.
Oh, wow.
So when Dan and Shelley are heading to Space Mountain, They're in the car. Actually, just any time that they're in the car, it is just so obviously on a set. They didn't even try.
Absolutely the lowest effort maybe I've ever seen, even compared to like Saturday Night Live when they're joking. This was terrible.
You can tell when it's like on hydraulics and It's making them bounce around. It just is ridiculous.
It was awful.
Low budget for this made for TV movie.
Yeah. It all went into the people.
Yes. Also, Shelley teaching Dan how to dance.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty cheesy. And then they have this moment where she asks him if he needs his glasses. And he says, not really. He just likes them. And she takes them off. And it's that moment.
It's a wow moment.
That makeover moment where all of a sudden he's hot.
It's like Superman.
Right.
It's like, oh, this nerd with his glasses, take the glasses off. Oh, my God.
Yes. It also makes me think of like She's All That, where like nothing changes except just the glasses are off and like the hair's down or something.
I'll say, though, he did look a lot better without the glasses. He does.
I know. Pete didn't understand when I said I had a crush on Chris Young because he plays like a kind of the stereotypical nerdy guy.
Yeah. I was like, this dude?
Well, they also
the <nerd? laughs>
go over the top with the nerdiness at the beginning. And Then they make him seem a little less so as the movie goes on.
He grows into his cool guy.
Yes. Or maybe it's just that he feels more comfortable around Shelley after a little while or whatever. They had, I mean, I know it's silly, but they did have like a little chemistry between the two of them, which makes sense that they were dating. But while I like that moment because like she sees him without his glasses on and then they, you know, it's this little romantic moment, but it's also like, come on. Also, Patrice's parents are chaperones at this prom, and they're having their own
marital crisis.
Yes. Like, they're talking about divorce and all this, and they've lost that love and feeling.
They have.
And then that just happens to be their song, and the song starts playing at the dance, and they start dancing with each other and singing to each other. And as an adult, I appreciate it more, but I know as a kid, I was just like, okay, can we get back to Chris Young or Brian Bloom, please?
Yeah, like next.
And then the end of the movie, when they're at the diner in the morning after the prom, Shelley gets asked,
oh my God, Shelley, what are you doing with that dweeb?
Talking about Dan. And she says,
going steady.
And everyone drops their drinks. Because they just are so shocked that the most popular girl in school who was just voted prom queen and wasn't even at prom because she was too cool for it.
Right.
And at a quote unquote frat party, which she wasn't actually at a frat party, but they just couldn't believe that she would ever be with someone like Dan.
No.
And then Dan's dad, Alan Thicke, gives Dan the corsage that Dan had left at home earlier in the evening. And Dan puts it on Shelley and then they make out with tongue right in front of Alan Thicke's face, which
is you can see it in the background.
Yeah, he's like right there
staring at them.
And their heads go together right in front of his face. And then like you see tongue.
Slip of the tongue.
It's just kind of a moment where you're like,
whatever.
Yeah, right. All right. Favorite moments. So we did do favorite moments, but we didn't do like where you have three in an HM, although I do actually have three.
Yeah, I guess I had that wrong. I'll go to Nicole's office for that.
The VP's office. Pete wants to rename Nicole, but
Nicole's Corner.
Nicole's Corner. You have to listen to the, I think it's the son-in-law episode where we talk about good old Nicole.
Good old Nicole.
Disregard if you don't know what he's talking about.
All right. So favorite moment.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, you go first because I don't think you're going to step on mine.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just had to mention the mall scenes that happen early in the movie, really just because it's just a perfect 80s mall. They're in, you know, a clothing store and then they're in a music store. And like you can see like the posters in the back and
they're getting snacks.
Yeah, they're just all over that mall. And it just made me really want to be at a mall, not a current mall.
No,
but an 80s or 90s mall. And then that moment of walking into prom and finding out that the theme is Paris in Puce. And immediately, once people hear Patrice say that the color of her dress is puce, they understand now their cheesy theme, because before it didn't make sense. And now they're like, oh, that's why we have this awful theme.
Oh my God, Patrice, your gown is way cool. What would you call that color? Puce? Come on, Roger. Well, I guess we know who chose our geeky prom theme.
And then Christina Applegate and Matthew Perry. So Patrice and Roger walk into the prom and it has the big theme at the top. You know, there's like the Eiffel Tower and different things like that all around. But like the red carpet that they're walking in is the puce with the white polka dots that matches Patrice's dress. And like the tablecloths also has the polka dots.
Lots of matchy-matchy going on.
Yes. And Roger notices it.
Patrice, your dress looks like the tablecloths.
Of course. I'm the only girl here who goes with the room.
But also the dancing and the fashion at the prom is all so good. The hair, I love it. So we also said this to each other while we were watching that Roger, Matthew Perry, barely spoke in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it made me laugh because I'm like, he became the biggest star out of all of these people.
Absolutely.
And then some.
Yeah.
And they barely let the guy talk. But I think that that was also kind of just the character, because she was a talker and like would not let him get a word in. She was very obsessed with the idea that she would be prom queen.
And she wasn't.
She wasn't. But at the end of the movie, Roger finally speaks up and gives her what for.
That's right. Breaks up with her.
Breaks up with her. Of course, it's the morning after prom.
Yeah.
But it was a nice little moment. I liked that.
There you go.
I liked it.
A lot.
A lot.
My favorite moment is the fact that when they go to this drive-thru, Tail of the Fish, that they put in like the biggest order.
Who's they?
Dan and Shelley put in this huge order. Right? Probably enough for five people.
Let's play it here.
Play the clip.
Hi, may I take your order?
Yes, please. I'll have two bobbin burgers, two regular fries, and two large ice waters, please.
And I'd like a Moby fish burger, the whale-sized fries, onion rings, a chocolate shake, a cherry pie, and a couple of shrimp kebabs.
That'll be all.
All of that is $12.
That'll be $12.86. Pull forward to the window, please.
Thank you.
We both were like, what?
Like, what? That'd be a minimum of like $50 to $60 today. Minimum.
Minimum. She was hungry.
She was hungry.
And she didn't even get that food because she recognized the voice of the guy at the drive-thru. She was trying to not be seen by anybody because she didn't want anybody to know.
Right.
That she didn't have a prom date and that she was not actually at a frat party. Very concerned with keeping up appearances.
Oh, yes. So random moment, yes, but my favorite moment.
It's a good one. All right, least favorite moment.
Me first.
If you want.
So Ed and Ruth saying that the dress that Angela had on, which was a pretty modern styling for 1988,
yes,
was actually Ruth's dress from like 1968 or whatever year it was. That was her dress. First of all, they're not the same height. That was definitely not a style that people would be wearing in 1968.
No, it was like a halter dress that came up around the neck. You know, obviously no sleeves, bare shoulders, and a fully bare back.
Fully.
And very tight-fitting dress, sequins. Like, no.
I don't think people were wearing that. I don't think that was the style of the time.
Absolutely not. I thought that was cheesy that they were trying to say that was her dress. But that's how they got around her finding a dress the day of the prom. Because right. Kevin didn't ask her until that day. Let's pull out this old dress of my mom's that she never wore.
Old rag.
Yeah.
Also, the obvious knockoff Ferris Bueller music that's in here.
Made us laugh every time.
Oh my gosh. It's just random, like, ow.
But not.
It's ridiculous.
And it would always happen every time something wild happened.
Right.
Like Angela's dad trying to climb up to get into a window, or Patrice and Roger getting left on the side of the road in the middle of downtown.
Right.
Okay, my least favorite moment, Kevin, as beautiful as he is, was so awful to Shelley because she wouldn't him.
Him.
As they would say on My So-Called Life.
Yes.
I was surprised. You know, sometimes I forget how the 80s were, like, being so just bold about topics like sex.
Yeah, like, this is all I want from you. Right. And you owe me this.
Yeah. And so he was just like, they had been dating apparently all through high school. And he just decided to dump her because he wasn't going to get it from her on prom night.
Right.
And the only reason he took Angela was because his buddy lied to him about how she was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually not. Like, she was like going to a Christian college in the fall.
Yeah, those people are not wild.
Not at all. Pete and I went to a Christian college.
Yes, we did.
That was making me laugh. But she also was a little bit more of the stereotypical, like, very sheltered kind of gal.
I don't think she would have treated her college like Florida State like I did.
Yeah, true. Also, there was a comment that one of Kevin's friends made at the end of the movie saying that the only reason Kevin took Angela to the prom is because she had a mattress tied to her back.
Whoa. Sick burn, bro.
That was his way of saying she was easy. I was like, wow.
I love that somebody had to come up with that in the writer's room.
I know.
Okay, our favorite character.
I have two.
Okay.
HM would be Roger, Matthew Perry, because it just makes me laugh again that they barely gave him any lines and he was just kind of there through the whole thing. And then, you know, he became Chandler.
He did.
You know, I mean, amongst many other things, but he was just such a huge star. And I just thought it's just fun to see some of these people get their starts where they don't get a lot of credit for their talent.
Yeah, or lines.
Right. And then my favorite character was Margaret, played by Tempest Bledsoe, because she is such a great friend to Angela. I love the fact that they had a pact. They had this pact all through high school that on their prom night, they were going to rent a bunch of movies, eat a bunch of junk food, and have a good time. And she was there when Kevin found Angela at the mall in the record store, asked her to the prom, and she was like, yes. Like, she was answering for her. She was like pushing her to go to the prom.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be mad that Angela would ditch her. But no. That's not how it went. She was urging her to go and she helped her get ready. And I thought that was really great. Plus, the second she found out the real reason why Kevin wanted to go to the prom with Angela, she ran to the prom and tried to tell her. Angela didn't want to believe her, but she was being a very good friend. So
she was.
She's my fave.
My favorite character, I put Roger. Just kidding. I said Dan or Margaret. It was a tie. I couldn't pick between the two of them.
Dan or Margaret. Oh, so you liked Dan.
Did like Dan in the end, yes.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely punching, but he's a good guy.
No, listen, there are so many people. I am not alone in my crush on Chris Young. So to say punching.
He's punching. I'm sorry.
No.
She is so much better looking than him. Even when he takes his glasses off.
I disagree. I disagree. I think Chris Young, for the 80s, was very good looking. And have you seen PCU?
I did back in the day.
We need to rewatch that. I haven't seen it in a long time. That one and Book of Love. Oh, my gosh. I loved Chris Young so much.
Well, I loved Alyssa Milano so much.
I know. And she's gorgeous. And, you know, I get it. But I think they were pretty evenly matched. I mean, I do think Brian Bloom is a beautiful man and probably went better with Alyssa.
Sure.
But he was a bad boyfriend to her and they broke up.
Yep. That's what you get. Brian.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Least favorite character. This was easy for me.
Okay.
Ed Strahl. Now, granted, towards the end of the movie, we learn a little bit about him and he becomes a bit more interesting, but he is a wet blanket through the whole thing.
Yeah. Very strict.
Ugh.
Very, what's the word? Overprotective and unrealistic in expectations of a teenager.
Yes.
Ed was also on my list. I have three people listed here. I said he's judgy, and I hate that he calls his wife mother. It's creepy.
It is creepy.
Kind of Kevin, Brian Bloom, because he was a bit of a D-hay, but he sort of redeemed himself in the end.
Sort of.
He ended up punching his friend because his friend was saying something about Angela, and he, like, defended her.
Yeah.
Punched him and left. So I liked that. And he seemed like he actually liked Angela once he was getting to know her and didn't care that she didn't want to sleep with him, because he was even like, oh, we could just date. And then she wasn't having any of that.
No, because he did try to stick it on her.
He did. But that's normal. Like, yeah. He was just trying to make out with her.
Yeah.
Initially.
In a bed.
Yeah. They had to go somewhere private.
It's true. It's true.
Look at me defending this teenage boy who looked like he was like 28.
Minimum 28.
And last but certainly not least, Christina Applegate's character, Patrice. Her character is the worst.
Yeah.
I love Christina Applegate, though. I said to you, though, it's amazing because Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I mean, she was already on Married with Children. This was a totally different kind of role than Kelly Bundy. But by the time she was in Don't Tell Mom, like, she had improved so much.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I think it's funny to take a lot of these actors and actresses that we know from sitcoms and put them in a movie. And that acting is not like... They're still using their sitcom acting, and a lot of that phrasing comes off very cheesy, where I think if this was just like normal movie actors in a movie, it would have flowed a little bit.
I didn't notice that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
There are certain moments where I'm like, she sounds like she's in the middle of the Huxtables living room or in the middle of the Seavers living room delivering one-liners. I'm not really referring to her, just kind of several of the actors and actresses.
Okay. I can see that a bit more.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you dare talk about Kelly Bundy like that.
Sorry. But Patrice was the worst.
Yes. Agreed. Second worst in my mind.
Okay.
Here's a quick one. Who in this movie is most likely to spike the punch?
Okay. I wonder if we would say the same person. Should we do a 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Larry Kevin. Johnson.
Ah! Larry Johnson.
The dad.
Oh, Patrice's dad?
Yeah. I thought that dude would definitely spike the punch. He's like, oh, these kids, they just don't know music. We just got to get them hyped.
It was making me laugh when those two parents were being nostalgic about their youth and like their music and everything. Yeah. I was like, oh, it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
You know, saying like kids these days don't know what music if it slapped them in the face kind of thing.
I really thought he was about to spike the punch at one point.
I thought if anything, he would just have a flask or something.
Yeah. So who did you say?
I said Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin McRae, just because he seems like a party guy.
Or maybe the not Sean Astin friend.
Yes. Bradley Gregg, he played one of Kevin's friends. He was in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, which we just covered this past October. Yeah, he definitely looks a lot like Sean Astin.
Yeah, definitely looks like he could be his brother.
Mm-hmm. But he's not.
Or just him.
And the last question, we probably know each other's answers here.
Yeah.
Who would you most like to have as your prom date?
Mine was easy. I would take Shelley.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano.
Yes. I would go with Dan.
Dan.
Mm-hmm. You thought it would be Kevin?
I wasn't sure which one.
If Kevin was nicer.
Yeah.
I would have picked Kevin probably.
I think in reality, though, you would have picked Kevin.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know.
You obviously have a thing for dudes with great eyes. And he's got great eyes.
That is true. He does. It would be hard to resist. Like if they were both asking me.
Ah.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
It would be. I do think it was funny that this movie actually had two of my childhood crushes and two of yours.
Yeah.
With Alyssa and Christina.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were a Kelly Bundy guy.
They knew their audience back in the day.
They sure did. Well, this was fun. I've been wanting to cover this for a long time. Every time I share about Dance Till Dawn, so many people are in the comments about it. So I hope that those people get the memo that we're covering this so they get to listen.
And again, I enjoyed it. Go check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, the whole thing's on YouTube.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Check it out.
Check you later. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Never say goodbye.
Number 10, we would say.
What did I say?
At the bottom.
The worst one, the worst. You would say.
Yeah. Coming in last.
You're the worst. Okay. Italy. What's my wife doing in Italy?
Italy.
I was so proud of myself just now. Cucamonga. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's here. They dropped something off.
They left.
I think so.
All right. I wonder if it's Megatron.